B-Pod Studios.
Hello? It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
You guys are dripping with sweat.
I hate you.
Good morning, everybody.
We stopped short on that.
Yeah, I did, because your words just moments ago resonated.
Uh-oh.
Just moments ago, Jason Martinez says to me, how many jabs can a Philadelphia sports fan take?
I've taken enough.
Well, first, it's every day with Bryce Harper. Yesterday, of course, we got news that the Dodgers are the new favorite. We'll get into the saga. Then, Joel Embiid officially ruled out. Keith Pompey, the Inquirer, Philly.com, already said not playing. Has not been reevaluated, therefore will not play.
Oh, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah. And last week, when news came, you were off. You were sick.
Yeah, Thursday.
All right? And so the Embiid stuff, which came out of nowhere, hits. And I'm freaking out over it. And I feel like I've been doing is freaking out over the Sixers, right? So I was freaking out over it. And people go, no. Just relax. He's fine. The rest. He'll be back. OKC, H. Westbrook. He's definitely playing.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. And he still hasn't been reevaluated.
Why hasn't he been reevaluated?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd that they're on a trip, right? So they go from New Orleans to OKC. Rarely does the guy who misses the first leg of the trip go on and play in the second leg.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a plane ride, you figure. So now it's down to Saturday. Will he play Saturday against Golden State? We don't even know that.
He hasn't been reevaluated yet. Like, is that going to happen Friday and then he'll play Saturday? I don't know.
So, you know, the big thing here is they got to play together.
Yeah.
Like, this whole group needs to play together. You got to feel together, understand where everybody's at on the floor. You got to build the chemistry together. They're still way too new.
Yeah, and the thing is as I sit here today, and this, I feel like the Philadelphia sports scene's a metaphor for this cold that I've been trying to fight off for like 2 weeks.
No, you've had it. You've had it bad.
It comes back around. Just when you, like yesterday, I said to my wife, I think I'm feeling better. I'm coming out. I said on the air, I think I'm coming out of the fog now. And boom, last night, and I wake up today, and I feel like hell on earth again. I feel like I got punched right in the goyunes. Again.
No, you do. You look horrible.
I feel like somebody ran me over. And then what's his name? Richie April goes, then I threw it in reverse. And then he backed up over me.
Like Beansy.
Yeah. Somebody got to build me a ramp. Because I feel like crap. And I understand why. Because at every turn, every time, I like to live my life in an optimistic manner. But every time I do, it's like I get crapped on. And I'm tired of it.
Yeah, well,
I'm done with the Harper thing. Like, I'm okay.
You can't be done with the Harper thing. I understand that you're not feeling well and you have Harper fatigue.
I'm in a weakened condition.
But you can't be done with it.
Well, no, I'm not done with it. I hope they still get him, obviously. But I've resigned myself to being okay if they don't. And here's why. Because he doesn't want to be here. If he was okay playing here, okay, then I believe that it would have been done. I mean, Machado's been signed for over a week now.
Yeah.
Everything's telling me.
At that point, everything after 36 hours would be worry for us.
Yeah.
As to whether or not he'd come us. So there's a blogger in L.A. that blogs about the Dodgers. Now, I take it for what it is. We don't know the source. But pretty provocative stuff that he put out there saying that Harper has already turned down two contract offers from Philadelphia, and that his wife Kayla and the family does not want to go to Philadelphia and prefers Los Angeles.
Yep.
Kayla Harper prefers for her husband to play in L.A.
Well, you know what it is, too. It's a happy wife, happy life. You know, if your wife is going to be miserable in your new hometown, then you're going to be miserable.
Oh, my God. Are these people, like, this is where I got to get off the train in the sense that, so Kayla Harper can't be happy with her husband making 300 and whatever million dollars.
She's going to make it, he's going to be loaded beyond their belief, but she'd rather do that in an area where she can go out to the beach. You know what I mean? All year round. And live in LA and put roots in for kids and the whole thing.
Oh, God.
Well, that's what it is.
Now we're at the whims of a spoiled wife.
Well, I think it's probably just another part of it. I think Bryce just prefers probably to play out there, too.
Well, again, this is all stuff the blogger puts out, including that Bryce and Boris had a dust-up about it. And Bryce wants this thing done. Now, one guy I do believe, and that's Jason Stark. Jason said that Bryce is growing tired of this thing and wants this thing completed by Saturday.
Yeah, and that stands to reason. It's kind of like, all right, this is getting insane. Like, he's like in a bunker. Like, he's a guy that can't even, like, kind of show his face publicly right now because there's so much being written, talked, and said about him that he can't even kind of, he's kind of becoming a prisoner of his own home until this thing gets resolved. And it's been 120 days or whatever. He's probably like, all right, come on. I want to just get on with my life, know where I'm going. Because you know what that's like, Ann. Like, if you don't know where you're going to be and how long you're going to be there, that variation. Now, everybody goes, well, you can have all the money in the world, and I'll be fine with it. But still, I've just resigned myself to the fact that I think that I'd be a fool to think that part of the reason why this isn't done is because he doesn't prefer to play in Philadelphia. And I'm not going to take offense to it. And I'm not going to go, oh, he doesn't like us. I don't care. But what I have to do right now for my own sanity is just say, the guy doesn't want to play here. There's a 99% chance he's not going to sign here. And just be okay with it.
I don't know. I mean, I still don't know how there's a 99% chance.
He would have signed by now.
You still have the ability to offer the most money.
He don't want to play here.
Okay, well, you know what? Take the money. There, take the money.
Yeah, I mean,
ultimately, the money always talks, so...
It hasn't yet, though.
All right, well, let's see.
I mean, to me, he's looking for any excuse not to play here. Somebody get close.
It's not, listen, right now, there's if you believe these odds, and there's odds that are out there...
Yeah, Vegas puts them out.
The Dodgers are the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies are second at plus 140 or whatever.
Yeah.
115, maybe. They're plus, but the Dodgers are the favorite. And then everybody else is long shot.
Yeah, yeah. But to me, it's really just
two teams. And I don't know that the Dodgers want to go deeply into the luxury tax. Because talking about Nightingale, that's what, if they're going to sign Harper, short term, they go into the tax. And they're going to spend big dollars.
Yeah, but that market can support it. That's the thing. And
tax is tax.
No, I get it. And it's over and above. And they don't want to pay it, sure, but, and it, look, he wants to sign a short-term deal on SS. The other thing with this short-term deal, too, and I talked about it yesterday, like, everybody's like, well, you just signed him for 3 years. But here's the deal. If things go great, he's leaving after 3 years because he's going to get more money or
I don't care what happens after 3 years.
But if he sucks and he just isn't, you know, maybe all the money weighs him down and he's not that good of a player, he's going to pick up the option.
Okay, well,
you know, then you're stuck with a 7-year albatross of a guy who blows.
I don't care. Well, first of all, the chance is that he's going to blow.
Well, maybe the blow's a little bit stronger.
I mean, I don't believe that. And if he leaves it to 3 years, then see you later. Thanks for the World Series.
I'm tired of bending over backwards for a guy. I have some pride left, and I'm not going to beg this guy.
Pride.
He is not Trout.
That's the thing. It's not about pride. Of course he's not Trout. I agree with that. But this isn't a pride play.
Well, there's...
This has nothing to do with pride.
I've had enough.
It's not your money.
I know.
It's
got
nothing to do with pride.
But the opt-out...
You might be exhausted from talking about it or having it being talked about and being a part of Philadelphia sports landscape and you being the masses could be tired of it. But ultimately, what do you care?
But this guy's not worth us begging him.
No,
and that's what we're doing. We're on our bended knee right now begging this guy.
Not.
And the Phillies are there begging him, negotiating against themselves. He's not a generational player.
You're not begging him.
Well, I'm starting
Who
to go.
Who cares about whether he's generational or anything else has nothing to do with the argument. Are they a better team with him?
Absolutely.
Case closed.
Absolutely.
Case closed. The money doesn't matter.
But the money does matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Every team's got some sort of internal.
It doesn't matter. They haven't spent
cap.
For years.
No,
they
I
haven't
get
spent.
It.
They got more money to do anything with.
Well, then why isn't
it's
it?
It's not going to preclude.
Because they have an internal salary cap.
No, but again, it goes back to him. And they don't have, they can spend whatever they want to spend.
Yeah.
They haven't spent
but they don't
for
want
years.
To. They didn't spend
well, then
what
they... Well, then they're being penurious.
Yeah.
Then that's, guess what? Then it's on them.
Machado, the fact that they Machado's camp came back to them and they didn't go above and beyond the
well,
300
then
tells you.
You know what?
That they have a cap.
Then the Phillies are wrong. Because I got news for you. You should, you're going to... I don't even want to hear about stupid money. You've already been on the record as saying stupid money. Two, think about this for a second. You have saved all the money over the last whatever how many years where you didn't field anything.
Yeah, 5 years.
All right.
Yeah, five, well, 6 years. Back
you,
to 12.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You didn't field anything. You didn't do anything.
Well,
so,
you brought Santana in. That was dumb
okay,
money.
Give me a break.
That
it,
was stupid money.
That was idiotic.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that there's some kind of cap and you're saving your money for who? Arenado? Gone.
Gone, yeah.
Trout? He's going to be gone.
Yeah, he's going to stay with the Angels.
So I don't want to hear it. Go set the guy is the exactly what you need for your lineup. He's a left-handed power bat in the middle of your lineup, and you can win with him. So I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm not going to beg a guy. I'm just.
You're not begging him.
Yeah, well, they are.
They're not begging him.
Well, they're in a situation right now where if they had any sort of balls, they'd go to him and say, "Here's the freaking deal, Bryce, and we're not going to beg you.
And being a tough guy,
no, but we're going to give you $325 million. Here it is. You got till Friday. Take it or leave it."
I don't think they've even offered per Jason. They might not even offer $325 million.
What the hell's going on? Look, is there no urgency here?
Because probably they think that they're bidding against themselves, so they go, "Good, if you can find somebody else going to give you $325 million, go ahead." And knowing that nobody else is doing that. So they haven't gone that far.
Well, where I am is I've resided myself that
the he Phillies
doesn't
haven't
want
gone
to play
325.
No?
Clear. Jason said it. Because they know nobody else in baseball is giving him a long-term deal.
Yeah, but so they said yesterday that there was at least three other teams that offered him over 300.
Seriously? You
like,
believe that?
I don't believe anything anymore.
Who's offered him over 300?
I have no clue. I don't
correct.
Believe any of it.
Because you don't believe it, because that's nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I don't know
that's
what's
nonsense.
Real, what's not. I got
you
this Heyman that's breaking my balls every time
yeah,
I turn
but you
around.
You know it. You see it in front of you. There aren't any teams that can offer him that kind of cash.
All right, here's what I know. He don't want to be here. And I'm not going to beg.
Just stop. Listen, I know you're
I'm
sick.
I'm beat up, man. I'm
I know
beat
you're
up.
Sick.
Tired of this crap.
You might want to just go
lay down
on the couch.
6-1-0. I wonder if people kind of feel where I feel.
Don't sit on that chair, coach.
But like.
That's where he was. You're going to get sick.
Big metropolitan area. I'm not begging this guy to come here. I'm done. 610-632-0975.
Okay.
That was a bit of an okay statement.
It was.
It's short-sighted, and I get it, but the guy doesn't want to play here.
Don't forget the poll, because Andrew loves the poll.
All right, we'll get to the stupid
He's
poll
such
coming
a poll.
Up. I like to beat him with a poll. 610-632-0975. That's
I
the
hate
number
the
to
poll.
Get. Tell the people about Family Dodge and the uncles.
I always tell you about the uncles, because I love the uncles. My guys, Greg and Paul, Greg's got the Clearwater Tango, and he and Greg... Greg and Gabe, head-to-head on the Clearwater Tan. Listen, all kidding aside, right now, if you go to Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save thousands on your favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s and Ram trucks. Because here's the deal. At Family, you choose. Drive on the new Jeep or the Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. It's your choice. Only at Family, you'll get oil changes, state inspection, a loaner car, all at no charge. And in Family, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for 3 generations during Ram Truck Month. Listen, go talk to the uncles. You'll fall in love with them. They've been down there, like I said, 3 generations. There's a reason why. When you go there, Chrysler Family, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're going to be more than a customer. Yeah, your family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Throwing balls as hard as they can throw it.
Pull your head out of your ass!
Funny, we were just talking about where you would want to live. The guy on Twitter makes a good point that Cliff Lee, his wife, really wanted to live in Philly over New York. And why was part of the reason why the family chose Philadelphia over New York.
And less money.
And he right. And here, the Harper family, Kayla Harper, is urging, at least we believe, per reports out of Los Angeles, that she prefers Los Angeles to Philadelphia.
And look, I get it. You know, I get why Los Angeles has an attraction. I mean, the weather. If the weather, like, I like it here because I like four seasons. Like, that's an appeal to me, but I know that that's rare. Like, a lot of people just want to bask in the sun 365 days a year. I get it.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, L.A. weather's, it's not oppressively hot either.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a heat spell in the summer that could be a little nasty, but, you know, most of the time, it could be 92 and dripping humidity here.
Yep.
And it's, you know, 80 degrees in L.A.
Yeah, and a beautiful breeze and the whole thing.
Of course, you do have the fires.
Yeah, I mean, that's another reason I wouldn't be out there.
And the mudslides.
And the earthquakes. I mean, to all those natural disaster reasons are reasons I wouldn't want to be there either, because I fear that stuff. I don't know that anybody doesn't fear it, but they don't let it cripple the
fires is the one that I'm afraid of.
The wildfires?
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Oh, Gabe Kapler's fire. House.
That's right, yeah, Gabe.
Kapler's house got destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing scarier to me. I don't know. There's earthquakes and mudslides, but I'd rather be caught in a mudslide over off a cliff than be caught in a fire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awful.
Yeah. Not to mention the smoke damage it did to my home as well.
Exactly.
But the thing about it is,
I knew you were doing that.
Like, I get why there's an attraction to L.A. I'm not offended by it. You know, but at this point, it just seems so clear that he prefers to play there. And again, it doesn't mean that he's not going to end up playing here, because maybe the money is something that's able to, you know, that can overcome that desire to play out there, because it's
again
so much more.
Here's
but I've kind of resided myself that it's not going to happen.
But here's the
thing.
Doesn't
want it to happen.
I don't think there's any other team. I don't care about these reports.
Yeah.
There's no team that's going to that's going to offer him a long-term deal.
Yeah.
There's no team. You know, you could say he was offered this. He was offered three long-term. Yeah, they're probably all by the Phillies, because there's nobody else that can offer that kind of lengthy deal. There's no team that can offer terms the way the Phillies can.
Yeah, so I think no matter what the Phillies offer, short of something just so insane that it's easy to make the excuse to shoot down the offer, because it's not the one you want to accept in your heart. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, listen, I completely agree there's something up. I said it last week that if he's not signed within 36 hours of Machado, he's got reservations about playing here.
Yeah.
That's, to me, an obvious thing.
Yeah.
He may reluctantly sign here. Does that matter to you?
No, it doesn't, because there's been other players that, look, you don't have a lot of choice in sports. No, he's earned free agency because he's put in the years.
Yeah, but all pressure from the Players Association
to sign here.
To take the deal.
Yeah.
So if he signs here reluctantly, like, I don't know, are we going to be, you know, we're going to take it out on him?
No, if he's here, you celebrate him. That's just the way it is. But the thing is, too, is I'm kind of perplexed in a way, where he's so against the short-term deal in L.A., but he wants that out after 3 years. Like, I know that's a protection thing, but
I don't understand why you're hung up on the out.
The out still bothers me, because, Anthony, if he stinks, then he's going to...
He's not going to stink.
Yeah.
He may not be worth it, but he's not going to stink.
Exactly. So you're no matter what happens, if he's great and he is more than worth it, you lose him.
Well, A, you don't know you're going to lose him. B, the idea of the three-year out is born from the new CBA that's going to happen at that point. So you got to keep your options open. And C, I mean, you know, you got a chance to woo him. You know, maybe he says, I love this, awesome winning here. I want to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
And look, if the worst case scenario is...
Three and done.
Well, thanks a lot for the World Series.
Yeah.
See ya.
I get that. But at this point, I think...
sign somebody else in 3 years.
I think... I'm just trying to wrap my head around it and how I can stay sane through this process, which has lasted forever and a day. And for me, I'm kind of...
You're not going to stay sane. None of us. We're all insane.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and I guess...
Until there's a resolution, we're going to be sitting there...
And there's nothing we can do about it.
No, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean...
You're held hostage if you're a Phillies fan.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing I'm having a hard time with.
You can say what you want. I don't want to... There's still... The specter of his possibility is still intriguing. No matter what,
yeah.
you can lie, but true to yourself, if you're a Phillies fan and a real baseball guy, even if you don't want to spend the money and you rationalize that I can go get some pitching or whatever you want to do.
Cobble it together.
There's still a part of you that says, damn, that bat would look nice in this lineup. That's it.
And then him being the face of the franchise. From a marketing perspective.
I don't care about a marketing perspective.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, you put the left-handed bat in between Real Muto and Reese, you got something.
Well, I've gotten this kind of parallel on Twitter several times, and this guy, Jim the producer, sums it up pretty well. He goes, the Phillies are the average-looking guy who keeps hitting on the hottest girl in school, Harper. She's going to listen. She might hang out a few times, but she's just not going to, you know, really commit. He didn't use those words. But eventually, she'll end up with the high school QB, and that's the Dodgers.
Okay, here's why I disagree with that. Because you're not sitting around there with $300 million to offer the hot girl.
Yeah. Money's not everything.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's clear. If the Phillies are the only team that's offered him $300 million, money clearly isn't everything to him. Because he jumped at it.
Well, let's see, because he hasn't gone to L.A. yet.
Yeah, well.
There's something that says... I'm not going to L.A. yet, and it's probably 300 million reasons.
I'd like to...
So that's why that analogy doesn't work, because you have the Phillies have something to offer that hot girl that nobody else does.
Well, I'd like to see John Middleton call a press conference down in Clearwater today and walk up there like the BDN and say, here's the contract we've offered Bryce Harper, $325 million for 10 years and an opt-out after the fourth year. He's got till Friday to sign it. If not, it comes off the table.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to see happen.
Until
I'd like to force an end to this.
Until Monday comes, and then Bryce goes, hey, John, you know, that contract, we'll take it. You're going to say no?
Yep. I'm going no. You're done.
All right.
You're dead to me.
It's good. You go be a cowboy.
610-632-0975.
It's absurd.
I'm forcing an end to this thing. Chris in Upper Darby starts us off on the Fanatic. What's up, Chrissy?
What's up, guys? Love the show. I don't know too much about baseball rules and regulations, but I was trying to think about this yesterday. And you said something that there was a team out there that really wanted to be all in on Bryce. Can't the Phillies just sign him, trade him to the Yankees, and get Giancarlo Stanton? He gets to go to the team he really wanted to go to. We still get our guy. Everybody wins.
Right. We get Stanton. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that.
You think he's going to sign here just to be traded? Like, lose his control?
Well, Chris says he wants to go to the Yankees.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to the Yankees anyway.
Sign and trade for Stanton. Yeah.
We still win. Think about it. Trout was our number one guy. Stanton was number two. Arenado was number three. Manny was four. Bryce was five.
Well, it's funny you said that, Stanton. Because Ruben Amaro loved Stanton. Like, that was his number one guy. He could never get him. He was his white whale.
I mean, if you can possibly send him somewhere to get this trade done, the way that we don't lose, L.A. doesn't get their guy, we still get a guy.
Let me find out the rules as to why that's not possible. But I don't know off the top of my head. You know, who knows? Maybe it is possible. But
maybe it's only possible for the team that had Bryce Harper.
I don't know that you can trade him.
Yeah, I don't know if the Phillies
like sign and trade like the NBA. Yeah, I don't think you can, but let me find out for
maybe
sure.
Maybe the Nationals can do that because he played for them.
Well, maybe he just plays one sign for one game and they trade him.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just don't think that that's even a realistic option at this point, Chris.
It's not, but I'm curious as to why.
Yeah.
I want to find out the rule.
Well, that's all I had to say, guys.
Have a good
day.
All right,
you
too, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a restriction on that or not in baseball, but it happens in the NBA. The sign and trade happens all the time. But in Major League Baseball, you don't see it because it's a free market in the sense that there's no salary cap either. Now, there's a luxury tax. So why would they do a sign and trade when they could just sign him? But they want to get rid of Giancarlo Stanton. Why wouldn't they just trade Stanton to the Phillies in a deal and then sign Bryce Harper? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they would benefit the Yankees more if they did that.
You're right.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to do a sign and trade when they have this asset in Stanton that they could trade to the Phillies, get prospects or whatever, and then just sign Harper. It's kind of defies logic in a lot of ways. 610-632-0975. Here's what I know. Is I'm trying to come up with a way to preserve my own sanity. And for me to do that, I have to accept the
good
fact
luck.
That, yeah, well, I have to just accept the fact that he's not going to sign here. If he does, and the 1% chance.
I'm defeated.
I'm done. Mercy. Where's the flag?
Well, what about Embiid?
Well, that's the other thing. And they still haven't even evaluated the guy.
I know.
I can't take any more punches.
This is what bothers me. I can sit here with the Harper thing and put the Harper thing in its own compartment. Right? Like, you know, I'm going to follow it because I'm still interested. I still want him, no matter what. But what really has me angst is the Embiid thing.
Yeah.
And the Sixer thing. You know, we're down to 21 games. 21 games. They need to play together.
Yeah.
He needs to be back, and they need to play.
I don't want to come to a decision on that just yet and go reside myself to the fact that they're not going to get out of the second round. But, I'm leaning in that direction. When I look at the Sixers, I go, based on the way they've been coached, the way they've been handled, I'm going, okay, I'm almost going to be foolish to think that they can go to an NBA final.
I will be crushed if they're not in Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I will be too, because they should be.
I'm going to tell you off the start of the bat, I'll be crushed.
Yeah.
Grown man, embarrassment. I will be crushed.
Full on crying.
If they are not in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, well, I think you still need to start wrapping your head around that may not happen. Because if they face...
I'm not wrapping my head around anything in February.
Well... Clock or the calendar's about to click over in 2 days to March, and you're getting down to the end here.
Listen, I hear you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to concede anything. My expectation is the conference finals.
Yeah.
Really the finals, but my drop dead expectation.
You're still hanging on to the finals?
Is conference finals.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near the because I can't see any scenario where they can beat those three teams to get out.
They have a starting five that could win.
Yeah.
So.
I'm worried about the coach.
Okay, well, then.
I'm so concerned about Embiid, too.
Listen, you could be. I've already expressed my concerns about the coach. If he fails to get. That's my drop dead date. My drop dead scenario is you better be in the conference finals. Anything short of that, and I'm looking.
Yeah. Boy, it's a tough. It's weird. How we can flip into a tough spot in Philadelphia sports at the drop of a dime.
Well, it's because we've been kind of teetering back and forth. I mean, think about this Sixer season. It's crazy, right? We started off disappointed because they couldn't fill that other superstar shoe, right? Now, all right, let's see what Fultz can do. Fultz disaster. Then they get Jimmy. We forget about Fultz. And Jimmy's kind of lukewarm a little bit. Fultz, trade deadline. Tobias. Wow.
Fultz gone.
Right? Fultz gone. Now all of a sudden, look at this. Come forward finals. And now we're back to worry.
Just like that.
I mean, think about
the roller coaster, man.
No, think about that roller coaster. Think about how amazing that the story of the season's not even over yet. We still have 21 games left. That was the first 61 games of the low of no free agent to the lower of Fultz to the high of Butler to the low of Butler's not really doing what he wants to do, like assimilating correctly, to the high of Tobias to now more low.
To getting your doors blown off against Portland at home in the second half.
Right.
And then squeaking by.
To Joe's, you know, injury.
Yeah. Right. And that's where we sit right now at this very moment. And if Joe, and again, hasn't been reevaluated yet, and you're scratching your head going, like, what is going on here? You consider the history of the medical staff in the Sixers and everything, and you go, where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
We're in pitch black here, and we don't know where the next turn, loop, or whatever is coming up. We have no idea. It is nuts.
Good win by the boys last night, though.
Yeah, and they continue to win, and like, and I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
I don't think so either.
You know, and if they get in, what are they going to do against a team like Tampa Bay? Like, okay, I'm battered and bruised.
I don't mind being, you know, lightning food.
You don't like to be you don't mind being the chum?
I don't mind.
No?
I'm in the playoffs. Good for the kid.
Yeah, I get it. But, boy, it's amazing. The Moose was good last night, too. Again, that makes no sense.
Yeah, whatever. I'm done with the Moose.
Yeah, he's winning you games, though.
Who cares?
He was really good last night.
I want the kid. I don't care about Moose.
I saw the kid last night. He seemed to be getting around pretty good.
Did he?
Yeah, just you know, out of the gear.
I got no interest in Moose.
I've been there, done that. It's not your long-term thing.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't care. He's playing well now. Who cares? He's done it before. Mm-hmm. Only to break your heart, let you down like the rest of those goaltenders.
Yep.
So bleep the Moose.
Let's check our poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand
all
new
the Mooses suck. Muscala.
We ever had a good Moose in this town?
No. Oh, yeah, we did. Moose DuPont.
Yeah, there you go.
Daryl Moose Johnson.
I like him, but, you know, he's not ours.
Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus Moose three too. Gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 8334-NATION or visit roofingnation.com.
Who's the Yankee pitcher, Moose? Mussina.
Mike Mussina. Joel Embiid will now miss his fourth game this Thursday
night. I don't like him either.
Since playing in the All-Star game last week, are you starting to worry about Joel Embiid's health? 44% say relax, he'll be fine. 38% say I'm always worried about Embiid's health. Yeah. That's where I voted. And 18% said starting to worry. Over 1,500 votes, all right?
He loves these polls.
Who?
Andrew.
Well, how can people say relax? He's fine.
That's a good question. I will never be in relax, he's fine, or will be fine mode when it comes to Joel Embiid. It just won't happen.
I was angry when they were first saying this last week. We're now a week through. He still hasn't been reevaluated, yeah, and I'm being told to relax.
Well, you remember, they were on us last Thursday.
Yeah, and I was angry last Thursday, and I'm angry today.
When you know, a week, almost a week
my
later.
My man had the Ebola, and you and I were here, and...
Ebola. 610-632.
By the way, the Mariners' mascot is a moose.
Marty Moose? That's the one in Vacation, right?
Yes.
Marty Moose. 610-632-0975. Ebola conversation coming up. We're back after this.
I'll tell you, Saturday, though, another Philadelphia team starts. That's right. The Union back in action Saturday, 1 o'clock. Talon Energy Stadium. The boys in blue look to start something strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC. In front of a packed home crowd, Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in the season. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian will make his home debut. I can't wait to see him in action. He's a star. Union also welcomed the return of young rising stars from right here in Philadelphia, Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie, plus veteran leaders Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake. I expect some big things from the Union. This tough, young, hungry squad this season. Talon Energy Stadium going to be rocking. Join us down there for opening day Saturday, 1 o'clock. Philly Soccer is back. You can grab tickets for the opener while they're still available. Hurry up online, PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, my buddy Bob Mikel.
Wait, we gotta figure something else out.
Okay,
real quick.
Save that for a second, all right?
Is it my phone?
Wait, save it.
Oh.
We'll get to it in a minute. But Bob Mikel said we had a caller who asked about why couldn't the Phillies do a sign and trade, Yankees, go give him Harper, Phillies get Stanton. Stan has a full no trade, and he loves New York.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, Chris had the question, and I'd like to actually, you know, I like to follow up with our listeners and answer the question.
Yep.
So there is the answer. Now, Jason, we are in luck. Somehow, using our, Andrew did a great job lining this next guest up. All the way from Las Vegas. You wanted answers? We're going to give you answers.
I'll answer the question.
Kayla Harper, wife of Bryce Harper.
Oh, you're selling this like it's legit.
What? Excuse me?
Are you saying I'm not legit, Jason?
Oh, God.
Kayla, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Good to talk to you.
It's great to be in Philly. It's a little trashy and a little smelly. It's not L.A., but I'm happy to be here.
Well, why can't your husband...
I couldn't feel worse until he came in.
Why couldn't your husband... We want him to sign here. Come on, Kayla.
Who doesn't want a piece of Brycey cake?
Oh, my God. I'm going to barf.
Just make me a reservation at the Nobu downtown, and I'll make
you... Nobu here.
You don't have a Nobu?
No. We don't have Nobu here, but we have an incredible scene. We have an incredible restaurant scene. Some of the best chefs.
Can we get a Nobu put in?
We have some of the best chefs in the country.
How's the UV rays at Citizens Bank Park?
Well, you're making me really uncomfortable.
Listen,
because Chavez Ravine is just, you know, my skin really pops there.
Listen, Gabe is the greatest tanner of them all.
I don't believe in the coconut oil theory.
That's not true!
And Bryce knows all about that. He's a little creeped out.
Oh, my God.
Is there any way that we can make you recant and actually talk Bryce into signing here?
See, his parents are Mormon, and they're very controlling. And they are a big part of his...
It's an outrage.
It's a big part of his life. And they want L.A., and I want L.A., because I'm going to be rich.
What up?
So, you got a lot of hurdles to overcome, Anthony.
Kayla, what do you got in L.A. that we don't have here?
Stars.
Actually, I have a question for Kayla.
Yes,
yeah,
Andrew.
Go ahead.
Somebody just sent me this tweet from 2017 that you put out, Kayla Harper.
Oh!
And it's a photo of Philadelphia.
Oh, it says,
"Views from the last regular season road trip. My favorite part was being able to see the top of the Philly Temple from our window with the heart emoji."
Yeah, I believe Bryce is what you call kind of like one of those fake Mormons because he drinks coffee and stuff. But we do like the temple in town. I just don't know if it's enough.
Well, we're big here with the Mormon faith.
Yeah, it's the epicenter of the East Coast, Anthony.
Okay, we have, you know, Vi. We have.
I talked to Andy Reid.
Okay, you're killing me with this.
Come here, Kayla. Can't you come here?
Here's Andy actually trying to sell Bryce Harper on Philadelphia.
Good
job, Andy.
Big concern is they don't use the lean meat here for cheesesteaks, and it's going to go right to my hips.
Oh, you're out.
I'll be a mess in
time. We have great yoga masters here.
Well, the yoga guru that I love, he's based in L.A., Anthony.
It's ridiculous.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank you, Kayla.
You're welcome.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
And I just realized that my phone is named Fart Phone.
Is it your phone?
Yeah.
Go back to Jamie, please.
Yeah. Somebody change my phone to Fart Phone.
Go back to your more feminine... your more feminine persona, Jamie, please.
Because you were trying to share a Bob Nightingale article, and you go, whose phone is fart phone on the AirPlay? And I go, what?
How do you know?
Who did that to Bob?
I don't know.
Bob
somebody,
had to do it
if
to
you.
You
go to settings, and then up top where it says like your Apple ID, that's where it'll give you the name.
Like mine says my name, so that's what mine's listed.
Somebody changed mine to fart phone, which I was unaware of until this exact minute.
That could be me easily.
I got to notice, would you like to share that with fart phone?
I have a nice fart box. Pricey loves my fart box.
Oh my God.
This is where we're at, day 119. I'm losing my mind.
Nobody does.
Oh, what's in the box?
Nobody does.
Just some gas.
Nobody does a 28-year-old girl the way the bro does.
I know. You should see when he tries. Oh, my goodness. The bro's brought to you by like Massengill. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tampax.
Vito Beretta says, Bryce's wife sounds like Liberace.
Let's not make this real confusing.
I'll take up some cheese for you.
Jim from the Palm said that Kayla eats free at the Palm.
Ooh, I love myself a nice prime rib, Jimmy.
Nom, nom, nom.
Now, any issues at home?
No, I think she just kind of hates me. But other than that, I think that's standard operating procedure for
your nice, healthy marriage.
Yeah, I was going to say, month 7 of pregnancy, right. I think that's the stage
month
you kind of get to.
Month 7, you're in hate mode.
Yeah.
You're in hate mode.
Because she can't booze, and all you do is booze.
Yeah, and like she's having a, like bending down to tie the shoes. She's like, you know. Like,
she's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
the hips
real
hurt.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. The hips, yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday, she had to do a little yoga sesh to loosen up the hips.
Oh, so she had the...
Wait, tell the story about how you felt. You're supposed to cook dinner, and you're out with me.
Yeah, I went out on the snow day, so she hated me for going out.
So me and the bro, we went to at VG, we went and got beers.
Yeah, it was great. You know, and I'm like, all right, here's the one thing I have to do is cook dinner tonight. I can't mess this up. So I go home, all prepared to eat cooked dinner. She's like, I'm not hungry yet. Can we do it in like an hour? And I'm like, yeah, all
right,
cool.
You passed out.
Yep.
You sacked right
I set
out.
The alarm.
In that drunken nap sleep?
I tried to do it, and she apparently tried to wake me, and I was dead to the world. So I had to pick up some flowers the next day.
Wait, did you call her? And
yeah, I called her. She was like, I was like, where are you? She's like, oh, I'm upstairs. You were snoring so loud, I couldn't do my work.
So she couldn't even work because you got drunk.
Because I love it. You're the best, bro.
It's a bit of a puzzle, you ask me.
You're the best, brother.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Kayla.
Thanks for having me in studio.
Kayla Harper.
Cheesesteaks.
Make sure you don't get your skirt caught on that chair, all right? Last thing I need is a beef shot.
Nice job. Nice job, Andrew.
By the way,
lining up Kayla.
Tuck your coyuns in.
People on Twitter believe that this is now going to be the reason why Bryce doesn't sign.
Yeah, I do too. I totally agree.
His wife.
I totally agree. He's going to listen to the full show podcast today. Bryce and Kayla, he's gonna, there's no way we're going there because that dude is creepy, man. Holy goodness.
Come on, man. The bro does the girl so it's just seamless.
Well, I mean, it's not that far of a stretch. He is a bit of a girl, the bro.
It's the best.
What the hell? Yeah, like, you think that's, like, comfortable? Like, you're comfortable having that conversation with the bro?
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
Oh, man. Like, it creeps me out.
Why?
It literally, I don't know. The whole thing just creeped me out.
Why?
I don't know. It did. Just the bro is, it creeps me out, period.
The bro as a woman?
The bro, period. As anything. Creeps me out.
The bro, he does the, you know, the yoga. The whole voice works.
To the bro, like.
The up talk.
Like, the bro does legit yoga, though. Like, hot yoga. In real life.
He doesn't do that.
No?
No, he doesn't do that.
Because I presume that, you know.
No.
His wife.
Bro's wife does that.
The guy has him, like, wrapped under the finger. Except for when there's a snow day and he goes out drinking with you. And he comes home and he's like sawing wood like a lumberjack.
4 days a week. He's getting it in right now.
Yeah, well, he better get it in because he's about to not get it in. You know what I mean?
Well.
Because once you have that kid.
Right.
The time's up.
He's done.
It goes from Andy Reid's time's yours to time's up.
No, you're done. No, he's definitely done. But, you know, right now, who cares?
Well, yeah, it's going
to be. It's going to be. She hates you anyway. So my advice to him was, look.
She's gonna hate you anyway.
She hates you anyway.
Well, so she resents you.
Just go out and drink. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Because once the baby comes, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're on lockdown.
So
you might as well get an ankle bracelet. You're on house arrest.
So enjoy yourself now. See, you're going to hate you. You can't hate you anymore.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, hate only knows.
She's got your baby. So she's not going anywhere. Yeah. So
you locked her into a 10-year deal. There's no opt out.
Just go drink your pints. Be happy.
You're signing an 18-year contract.
Just go be happy. Drink your pints.
Take your medicine when you get home. Pass out, snore. She'll go downstairs because she can't do her work because you're snoring because you're drunk.
Yes.
Unbelievable. See, Andrew, you know, this is what you got to be careful of. You have the. You know, I brought one of our old producers, Mike Murgat, to my house one night. He's just engaged, right? It was a snow. We were having snow. We were going to stay at the hotel. I'm like, I got to run home and get some clothes and stuff. So he's like, I'll go with you. You know, we were bored. So he comes in. He walks in the door of my house. He gets attacked by the dog, three kids, and every. You know what it's like. You walk in, and it's like you've been gone for 3 months. And he's like, you get back in the car. He goes, is that what like all the time? I go, oh, yeah, it was nothing. That's normal. I consider that the best birth control you've ever had. And he had a kid like a year and a half ago.
It's
chaos, man.
It is. You know, it's funny. There's a coach. I'm not going to say who it is. An NFL coach.
Oh, you say Spags?
No, it's not him because he doesn't have kids. So,
smart man.
So he goes, the coach goes home. Coach leaves the complex, goes home. Walks in. There is like work going on in his house. Like there is the chaos.
Most of the painters there.
The kid, yeah.
Wallpaper in the bathroom.
Right. There's like kids are yelling. The wife's on the phone. It's like that chaotic scene. He turned around, walked back, went back to the. Didn't even. He walks in.
Did he get his ass on the chair?
What's going on? Turned around, went back to the complex.
Back to U-turn. That's smart.
Literally went back to the complex.
It's better at work sometimes.
He literally went back to the complex. He saw what was going on. He went, all right, I'm going to go back.
Yep, I'm good. I got work to do.
Sleep
anyway.
On a couch in the office.
Yep. 610-632-0975.
You know, it's funny because these coaches, they all sleep two nights a week in their office.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
They're escaping.
Yeah. Do you think they really need to sleep there to work?
No.
Until 11 o'clock?
I got a nice leather tag. Put it in their contract
like
to get a nice leather couch.
Where they go, I can do all the work I want.
Nobody getting on me about it. And it's the best two nights a week I get to sleep. I get my best sleep at the office.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.